This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I guess the first point today would be don't walk on the hot coals and coals and then have a group cuddle because you will definitely burn your feet.
Yeah.
Oh. So no group hugs on the hot coals.
No. You want to save that for after, definitely.
You want to be in the sand area.
That's right.
Where your feet are now not burning anymore. Great to know. Well, look, you're going to help us navigate motivational seminars, books, all of the above today. Please help us.
Yeah, the whole self-help or even self-hell, I've heard it comically referred to in the years, kind of a million-dollar industry here in Australia, billion-dollar industry in other parts of the world. And that kind of can present a lot of problems for people. It presents a dizzying array of kind of choices and titles. And I think in there is one of the first tips in navigating that section of the bookshop, that section of the internet, or that section of life, and that's that wherever there's such a dizzying array of titles and they're all claiming to be the one true solution to life's problems, there's probably a bit of a hint in there that not all of them may be as effective as they're claiming. And I actually like the idea that all of us can actually and need to continue to write and edit our own self-help book. And because our own answers for some of these things are so unique that we really need to be writing our own.
That is an interesting concept. I like that because there are a dime a dozen and you can buy all the big CD packs of these Americans with wonderful names. Have you noticed that? They've all got really great names, some of these motivational people.
They definitely do and they definitely have some marketable concepts. And I mean, I guess it's an understandable urge for people to want to better themselves and the push towards self improvement or even self management when things aren't going really well is a really really important and a valid and special one. But there is also some pretty suave marketing around some of that. So all self help books offer some form of hope, and that's a really really important marketing tool, unfortunately. I guess the other danger is that whenever you see titles that start with 5 simple, 7 effective, there's a potential risk there that they are overly simplistic and present quite recipe almost based, solutions to people that may not actually reflect the complex nature of change and the kind of very tenuous thing that is motivation in the human condition.
Please define, actually, I think it's a good point now we get to that. Why do we actually need to be motivated? If we actually want to do something, why do we need to, jump around and yell or whatever? The motivation thing, just unpack that for us, please.
So I guess, the first thing that I'm at pains to reinforce and discuss with everyone is that we all have some level of motivation. It is the thing that actually helps us to take the next step forward, to pursue or to do anything really in life. We have to have an urge and a desire. But it is, for all of us, a really finite resource. And what we have to do is actually consider motivation. I like to talk about motivation as being kind of like a flame. For some people, it's just an ember. And you really have to find ways to be able to stoke that motivation. It's interesting, we were talking about hot coals before. you actually have to find, and sometimes this is where I like the idea of actually writing your own self-help book. We have to all get in touch with what's motivating for us and use that as kind of resources, as fuels to stoke that motivation kind of flame. And then we can actually, set about using that as a way to achieve the sort of things we would like to do. Interestingly, over time as well, just like a fire, motivation actually goes out. So we have to continually be tending that and refeeding it and reassessing why we're doing what we're doing, why it's important to us. And all of those things are really important to help us build and keep that desire to keep moving forward and to keep goal focused and things like that. The other thing about motivation is that we actually have, but they call them intrinsic and extrinsic, and they're the internal or external sources of motivation. So, and we all fall on some continuum between motivation that we hold within us and motivation which comes from external sources, whether it be employers in terms of work-based performance, whether it be the social groups and things like that may be motivating for us externally, or even certain rewards like saving plans external motivation can actually be the reward that we get at the end or the holiday that we take ourselves on. Internal motivation is one of the hardest flames to stoke, and that's the motivation that stems from within us, that produces its own rewards, and that often we have to actually grab and use to set ourselves on the path of goal setting and things like that. So, you know, being able to internalize some motivation and really ask some questions around, well, why is it that I really want to do this? Is the reward for me or is it for someone else? And how can I make that reward more in line with who I would like to be and how I would like to be? And it's often that internal motivation that's really, really useful.
That's very, very interesting.
It is really interesting. So what steps should we take then? What's a good...
Seven steps that we can take, Mark?
Seven. I have got some numbers on the page here, and I did have a little bit of a smirk when I was writing them down.
Good.
But I guess the one thing that is proven time and time again, actually, and it's something which is a bit of an issue with the self-help industry, and that is that often some of the claims made by self-help books and things like that can actually be quite useful, but they're in about 95% of the cases not actually backed up by any form of scientific research or validation of their effectiveness. So testimonials and all that sort of thing can actually be quite easily manipulated and may not actually be a reflection of the validity of the method. One thing that time and time comes has been proven to be really, really important when it comes to motivation is looking at and linking either the desired change, the goals that we would like to set or the things that we would like to do in life with our own values, the things that are really important to us. And they may be things like family, they may be things like happiness, they may be things like trust. And any goal that we can kind of link and make a meaningful link with the things that we value, the things that we think are really important in our lives, is going to be not only a lot more likely to be a successful goal, but also we're going to have a lot more internal motivation because it's in line with our own values. One of the common mistakes people make is setting goals that are not based on and trying to make changes that are not based on their own values but based on other people's values and then just not as meaningful for the person. So, of course, the motivation is not going to be there as much. The other really important thing to do is to consider not only the reasons why change may be important and maybe do a little bit of an exercise called a cost-benefit analysis, looking at the reasons why I would like to change versus the reasons why change might be a little bit difficult for me. But really, really importantly, and something that's not often considered and is also a little bit of a little bit more work, is to actually have a look at the reasons why this behavior has been allowed to continue, the role that it plays in your life. Even if it's something you may want to change, having a look at the reasons why it occurs, having a look at what the payoff might be, having a look at what may actually keep you doing it, and doing a bit of a cost-benefit analysis on, you know, the costs or the benefits of staying the same, is also another thing that's really, really important. Often what that does is highlight some of the smaller barriers to change that you can then start to address and practice over time. The other thing about the self-help and those simple steps and everything else is while a lot of them are actually really, really good information and good advice, what isn't said in self-help books is that you actually have to practice that day in and day out for quite some time to see rewards. There's another misconception that if I just read something and I read it over the course of a weekend or a fortnight, depending on how long I take, that then my life will be in some way dramatically different. When the reality is that change involves all aspects of life and isn't necessarily a simple or straightforward process, and consistency is the most important thing.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.